Have no hatred for enemies, no attachment for friends. We should regard both our enemies and friends as objects of our affection and love, objects of our compassion. So we can learn how to do this from our precious Kadampa books, from our precious resident teachers who teach us how. How can we equalize enemies and friends, have that beautiful mind of equanimity, caring for both equally because they're suffering living beings. Then Geshe-la said, this advice is according to common appearance. According to the text, we develop anger towards our enemies, whereas our friends are objects of attachment. But then Geshe-la said, in reality, in our experience, we never think about our enemies. We have a non-ascertaining perceiver to our enemies. We've taken them out of our photographs. They're just nowhere to be seen. So we're not really, on a day-to-day basis, getting angry with our enemies. Geshe-la says the real danger is guess who? The people for whom we have attachment, because our attachment easily changes into anger. The real danger is every day we are getting angry with our friends, our lovers, our dear friends. The more our attachment increases, the more our anger increases. Because there is strong attachment, we want their company more and more and more. But it doesn't work out that way, so we get angry. Also, we are always living closely with our friends. They're right here. So they become irritating people sometimes. It is very easy to get angry. In this way, there's a danger. We'll develop anger continually, every day, getting angry even with the same person, someone that we chose to live with. And now anger's coming. So Geshe-la says, this is such practical advice and so true. It's not our enemies that are causing us to get angry every day. It's the objects of our attachment. The people, Geshe-la says, our friends are both the objects, are the objects of both our attachment and our anger. We need to be free from both attachment and anger and always keep affectionate love towards our friends. So Geshe-la said, some couples, some friends, spend their whole lives fighting and arguing. It's like a hell realm. Only during the night for a few minutes, maybe an hour or two, they're not fighting. Then, when they are finished, they fight again. As a consequence of their karma, it is also difficult for them to separate. They may say they want to live separately, but practically it's difficult. So sometimes even things get so bad, they may even wish to kill each other. So often we see on the news that this happens, that you're killed, someone is killed by their partner, by their children, by their parents. Horrendous what anger makes us do. So there are many dangers we experience with our friends. We need to learn how to solve this problem. We need to be very careful. So please think, is this true in my experience? Think about your anger. Think about when it comes, who does it come with? And then realize how truthful, how practical this teaching is for us right now. So Geshe-la says we need to solve this problem. The danger is getting angry with our friends and family, the people closest to us, who we're with every day. So Geshe-la says we need a special method to solve this problem. Listen carefully, because this is the meaning of this verse for us right now. The best method for solving this kind of problem and eliminating and preventing our anger from developing in our mind is the practice of patience. We have many methods, but for the beginner right now, the way to solve this problem is through the practice of patience. Wise practitioners can eliminate it, remembering emptiness and remembering any other Dharma realization. It's very easy. But for the beginner, patience is such an important practice. When we are together with our friends, we need to practice patience. So just write that, as Geshe-la says in Joyful Path. Just write that somewhere in big letters. Patience. We need to practice patience. This is the Kadampa way of life. We're not going to get angry. We're going to try more and more and more to practice patience. So then Venerable Geshe-la quoted Shantideva and from chapter 6 on patience. Those who disregard all suffering to destroy the foes of anger and so forth are the true conquerors worthy of the name hero. Other so-called heroes merely slay corpses. So those who disregard all suffering to destroy the foes of anger and so forth are the true conquerors worthy of the name hero. Other so-called heroes merely slay corpses. So Geshe-la says what this means is we accept voluntarily and happily all difficulties and suffering to destroy and gain victory over our real enemy, the enemy of anger and other delusions. Such a person is a real hero or heroine. Killing enemies who are living beings is like killing dead bodies because they will die naturally. So we are not heroes in doing this. So Geshe-la says, compared with enemies who are living beings, our delusions are harming us 100 times worse. Our real enemies are in here, and we allow them to stay. We need to dispel them from our heart. So Geshe-la says, if we practice this Dharma and gain Dharma experience, the person who tries to harm us actually helps us to progress in our practice. So we need such people in our life. I know we all think that we're actually patient people. It's just there are so many difficult people in our life. And if they weren't there, it would be clear how patient we actually are. So that's what we think. So we need far more humility than that. We need to see our mind is uncontrolled. We develop anger so many times a day. So we think, I'm going to try. I'm going to solve this problem through developing real patience, not theoretical patience. I'm going to taste the victory of real patience over my anger. So then Geshe-la says we accept with good reasons. So this practice is based on logic. That's what we love about Kadam Lam Rim. It's based on logical reasoning. It's all logical the more we think about it. So what are our good reasons for accepting difficulty with a patient mind? What are our good reasons? Geshe-la says, this is the best method to improve my practice of patience. So that's number one, that's one reason. I need to improve my practice of patience. There is no Buddha who didn't practice patience. We need to perfect our patience. Therefore, we need to have objects appearing who might have been irritating, but are no longer because we practice patience. Also, I must accept this because it is my karma. So if in your family and if at your work and if on your holidays and if in everywhere you go, there are people causing you to become angry, I think that's a real teaching. It's like, oh, I came here to get away from all of this. So you think, is there something about me? Yes. It's our karma appearing. People criticizing us or whatever, Yes, is the answer. So this is another reason. It's teaching me about karma. Therefore, I can practice patience. It is purifying. If I accept, it's purifying my negativities. These are all good reasons. Or, I'm a Mahayana practitioner. I never give up compassion for all living beings. Therefore, my friend must be an object of my compassion. I will never get angry with his or her bad activity, but accept it happily. If I do this, I will gain many good qualities inside my mind. So then we become real heroes or heroines. And Geshe-la says we talk about heroes and heroines in our Vajrayogini and Haruka practice. He said they're called heroes and heroines because they've destroyed the inner enemy of delusions, and we can become such a living hero or heroine. So we need skill, and again, from our Kadampa Dharma books, we need to learn. I'll read Geshe-la's conclusion. Generally, we need to practice patience unless there are some specific reasons for us to avoid this situation. Otherwise, if there's no possibility of avoiding the situation and there is no danger, for example, to our life, no obstacle in our accepting, then we should try to accept the situation and be patient. So please don't be extreme. That's what Geshe-la's meaning by this advice. If our friends are saying strange things, they're just words. We say, okay, maybe, okay, like that. Maybe you're right. See what happens when you say that. Maybe you're right. They'll probably fall over backwards with shock. It's like, just say, maybe you're right. It doesn't mean anything, but it's pacifying, and it's practicing patience. Geshe-la says, friends saying strange things, they're just dry words. We accept, it doesn't matter. Say, yes, you're right. There is no need to argue, no need for disharmony. So what we need to distinguish suitable objects. So then Geshe-la mentioned serious sickness. And he said, we can think, may all the difficulties and sicknesses of living beings ripen upon me. Through these ripening upon me, may all living beings be free from sickness, is an example. And we practice patience with our heavy sickness. And at the same time, that beautiful mind of taking is purifying the karma that is causing the continuation of our sickness. For sickness to continue, the continuum of the karma causing that sickness has to continue. So, I'd like to read to you something from How to Solve Our Human Problems. And see if we can take it as real personal advice, because most of what I've just said, we know already. There's a huge difference, as I said, a world of difference between understanding something and actually doing it. So there's some encouragement in How to Solve Our Human Problems. It has to do with what's valuable to us. What do we really value? Do we value that irritating person going away and leaving us in peace? I think the answer is yes. Or do we value the opportunity to train our untamed mind? Do we really value inner qualities, such inner virtues, such as patience? Do we long for them? Do we value them beyond everything else? Because our world is a reflection of our mind. The more patience we have, we'll live in a different world. We'll have no enemies. A mind of patience has no enemies, has no difficulties, actually wants more and more to train with, to increase our good qualities. So Venerable Geshe-la says, we underestimate the value of patience. So please ask yourself, how much, not intellectually, from the heart, do I value patience? Do you know what will tell you the answer to that question? Because often we go, I really do. I really do value patience. I think it's excellent. And I think everyone, including me, should practice it. That's not the answer. We need to check. Our behavior tells us what we actually value. Our behavior. Not our thought, our behavior, because our behavior tells you what's in your heart, not what's in your head. We all go, hands up, if you think patience is a wonderful thing to practice. Yeah, exactly. We all put our hands up. But do we value it really, truly in our heart and strive, request Guru Tara's blessings? Help me, help me. I want to practice patience. So Geshe-la says, we underestimate the value of patience. It is possible that people may sometimes interrupt, for example, something that we're doing, our meditation session, our study. They can never take away our opportunity to train in inner virtues, such as patience. No one can interrupt your mental training. Impossible. They actually help you train. So it is, Geshe-la says, they can never take away our opportunity to train in inner virtues such as patience. So listen carefully, because we often wonder what Dharma practice actually is. And I think we've some confusion about this. It is this mental training, rather than outer virtuous activities, that is the essence of Dharma practice. It's invisible. It's what you're doing with your mind that is real Dharma practice. All the time, moving around in busy daily life. What is my mind doing now? That is the essence of Dharma practice. It is this mental training, rather than outer virtuous activities, that is the essence of Dharma practice. If we truly understand the value of patience, so that's a Kadampa view. The value of patience is a Kadampa view. If we truly understand the value of patience, in the way, for example, Venerable Geshe-la does, if we truly understand the value of patience, we will never resent an opportunity to practice it.